Ladies and gentlemen, gays and theys, welcome to another episode of Ryan Out Loud. Y'all, I am excited to anytime I can connect with a creative here in the city of Pittsburgh, my day is just made, okay? And right here in front of me, you're about to hear, I have a local queer creative. And her name is Kirsten.
There we go. Yep.
There we go. There we go. You know, I was struggling before we hit record. Just want to get it right because I know some people with some very interesting pronunciations of their name. But anyways.
Got it right.
Kirsten, welcome to Ryan Out Loud.
Thank you. What's up? Thank you so much for having me. I'm so, so excited.
I'm excited to have you on here. So I'm going to shut up. Tell the Ryan Out Loud listeners who you are.
Sure. What's up, y'all? I'm Kirsten Ray. So I it's hard for me to talk about myself because I'll be like, I'm nobody. But I'm just born and raised.
Somebody.
I'm a born and raised Pittsburgh girly. I grew up in the city of Pittsburgh. Well, Westmoreland County started off and then moved to Pittsburgh whenever I was in middle school. Went to Knoxville Middle School. Shout out my Knoxville Middle School kids. We was bad as hell. and then I went to Carrick High School, graduated Carrick, and kind of just floated around the city during my adult life, going to Tilden and freaking Hot Mess and Images and yes, being all around and Cruise before they closed.
Oh my God, Cruise was a time. I was just talking about Cruise with a friend of mine last night. Like, Cruise was a time.
No, it was. And it was like, I love that they had the outdoor bar. It was a nice setup.
It really was.
And they used to have the drag show.
It really was. So wait, you said Westmoreland County area. Where at in the Westmoreland County area?
So I grew up in Tarentum, Arnold, New Kent area, all around there.
Okay, I'm from Manassas.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Originally.
So but we kind of like on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, outskirts, but we still rep in Pittsburgh though.
Yeah, that's the part. Yeah, that part. I love my hometown down. But I have a lot of family. My godmom's family is in New Kent. So, okay.
Oh, for real? Well, yeah. 10 times out of 10, we know who they are, especially if they black, because everybody knows everybody out
if
there.
If you know a Hauser, then it's...
Oh, hell. Yeah, I'm related to Hausers.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yep.
There you go.
That is so funny. Sure do know the Hausers.
Listen, having a family reunion on Ryan Out Loud, you never know. You
know right. Hey, cousin.
Hey, cousin. What's up? So, Kirsten, but let's talk about Butterfly Social.
Yes, absolutely.
You have... Yes, go ahead.
So, Butterfly Social just came about, like, one day I was just, so I told my friend back in January I wanted to have this event, but I didn't want to just have it under my name. I kind of wanted to do everything very professional. So I just literally got on my phone one day and I was like, all right, what would be a cute name? And then I was just thinking about Social Butterfly and how I've been kind of the complete opposite of that.
Uh-huh.
So then I just came up with the name Butterfly Social, aka Be Social for short. And it's kind of just a play on words because I'm actually really introverted. But this was kind of my way of like stepping out of my comfort zone because I've always wanted to host parties and do events, but I've always been very shy and very like private to myself. So
this is like the launch.
The launch. This is the launch. And this is the first event under the Butterfly Social umbrella.
So y'all, the whole purpose, and I probably should have said that. So here in Pittsburgh, we are having a club renaissance. Club Renaissance, if you are a listener or Ryan Out Loud, you know I'm a fan of Beyonce as well. And Beyonce is life. And Renaissance is in celebration of her album, Renaissance, which is a love letter to Black queer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's just a feel-good celebration album. And, you know, you've seen, you know, before, even after the album dropped, like that, when an album dropped, like Club Renaissance parties Beyonce nights,
Mm-hmm.
everything you can think of was just happening in every state, which is beyond me how she did not win. She should have won Album of the Year, because I don't know any album that I don't know any how Harry Styles, they have no House of Harry.
Wait, that's who won?
Didn't he win Album of the Year? Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
I see, I did, because I knew they were going to snub her, so I don't even think I paid attention to who won.
Yeah, she deserved it, because I'm like, it's the impact that she had on the world. Like, it just
It was
that
crazy.
it was crazy. So Club Renaissance is have been happening in other states, LA. I've seen New York. I think they did one in Houston in her hometown. So in DC, I think DC had one. And
Yes, DC had one. Florida, there was some in Florida.
okay.
So the first one I heard about it was Los Angeles, because my best friend lived out there, and she was like, yeah, they had a Club Renaissance event, they just played the album, da, da, da. And I was like, that would be so dope if that came to Pittsburgh.
And here it is.
Here it is. But
Happy.
yeah, Renaissance is that girl. It is
It
a Black gay Negro spiritual.
Okay, so let's, before we talk about the details of Club Renaissance and everything, let's just celebrate the album, because this event is not only just Club Renaissance, but we are celebrating the album. It'll be a year since Renaissance
Yeah,
came out, when this
1 year
party
of
happens
Renaissance.
on July 28th. And we can brag a little bit because we sold out.
Sold out. And
Sold.
I, so what happened to you happened to me as soon as I announced we were sold out. People were like, oh, it's Friday. I was going to get my ticket today.
Yeah.
And I feel bad, because I'm just someone like, I feel bad if people like get left out, but then I keep having to remind myself, like, you've been advertising this for a long time. You're having more stuff come up. So definitely be on the lookout for our next events coming up. And we can talk about that if you want to.
Oh yes. So when I keep saying we sold out, because I reached out. So first of all, look, I'm backtracking. When the
I love a good backtrack. Let's
you
pull
know, I'm
over.
thinking about Ryan Out Loud, I go off topic a lot, but it's still
I
on.
love it.
But it's my show, I do what I want. No, I'm just playing. When the page was launched and I got followed, I was like, Club Renaissance PGH. And I was like, this is a scam. Everybody, because all my friends in here in Pittsburgh, they posted, like, you like did a little teaser, and we were like, everybody was in the stories like, what is this? What is happening? What's going on? Somebody sent it to me. I was like, I know nothing. And so then I was like, well, then it was, the more I kept going to the page, like every day, and you're like, things are coming. And then it was in the early bird tickets, and I was like, you know what, if it's a scam, they just got my $10. So let me
Feel like you and a lot of people felt that way, for real.
listen, I'm honest, I'm like, look, I thought it was a scam. And then the more and more you kept updating, and then when I got my early bird tickets, I shot my shot. I host events in addition to the podcast, and I was like, I'm trying to, you know, what's up? And here we are, and I am one of the co-hosts of Club Renaissance.
I love that. And I just want to thank you for honestly like putting your faith in me and your trust in me, because that for y'all to just immediately, and I definitely want to do something for the first couple people who bought tickets, because for y'all to just no questions asked, just be like, you know what? We're going to support. This looks amazing. Like, I really appreciate that. I did it in a very specific way because I wanted to kind of build the excitement for it.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to keep people updated about the process so that there was kind of transparency and they knew what was going on. And my first thing was securing a venue. I said, I have to secure a venue. I have to put a deposit down, get a date, everything. And it was originally going to be on the 29th. But then someone took that date. And so I was like, I really love this venue. F it, we'll just have it the day before. That's close enough to a year for me. And we secured the venue. And I said, once I start announcing more things, I feel like people will get more comfortable and they'll be like, okay, this looks legit. This looks re
It's
reputable.
solid.
Like,
Let's
I'll buy
support.
tickets.
Let's support.
Yes.
That is so funny because everybody, we were like, me and my friend, he was like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, I'll keep you posted. And then I was like, we kept,
When
going
I
back.
tell you are not the only one, like everybody thought it was a scam. And so that's another reason why I started to go out because I said, I have to start meeting people in person and like talking to them and talking about the event so they can see me. They can like know like this is a real person behind this page and it's not like some scam or something like that. And then whenever I saw you at Trace, I was like, yes, I absolutely have to introduce myself. Like I cannot just like walk past you and I'm, hosting this event and we're gonna be working together.
I was like, oh my God. I was like not expecting that because we were at Slappers and I was just like
Right.
in my zone, like hot and just dancing up a storm. When you were like, hi, you had to, what'd you have? Bubbles? You had bubbles, the bubble gun.
I had the bubble gun. Yeah, I was going around the crowd with the
With
bubble
the
gun,
bubble gun. And I was like,
which I think we should have some bubble guns at Club Renaissance. I think that'd be cool.
listen. I'll have a mic and a bubble gun walk bubble
I
gun.
know.
Oh, bubble gun walking around. Keep playing.
Here, say less. Bubble guns is getting got
Listen.
today.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So let's talk about the album.
Okay, absolutely.
Renaissance. Like, I would. So, thinking about when Beyonce was, we knew something was coming, right?
Yeah.
It, like, it had been, I
Because
don't
it's
know.
like every 2 years, right? Or
It was
something like
almost like
that, every year and a
every
half.
2 years, and then like with the homecoming, and then
Because,
the
yep.
gift, and then Black is King, and
Yes.
like, okay, what's happening? And then that interview when she was on, Michelle's podcast,
Mm
she was
hmm.
like, I've been cooking up some new music, in the studio. So we were like, okay, then this was like at the height of that was at the beginning of the pandemic. So we knew something
Yes.
was coming. I just didn't know what to expect. Okay.
Yeah. Like what, 'cause, and can we talk about how wild it is for her to release? So let's get into it. So Formation, Black is King, the Carter album,
Yeah, how did I
and
forget everything just up?
Renaissance
Yeah.
in like less than 5 years.
The consistency, even though people don't want to say she's been consistent because they're like, what, well, if you really, they're really counting her solo albums, okay? I can see
Right.
The Gift was a beautiful body of work. I don't know why people didn't appreciate that album, or that soundtrack, whatever you want to call it. It was such a beautiful body of work.
I
Her.
feel like people tend to project like what they want from an artist onto an artist, and people want it be to stay in that kind of like
Commercial.
freakum dress, single ladies kind of bag, because
Yeah.
that kind of had been her theme for a while. So I feel like people were so stuck in their ways, they didn't want to see her like explore different sides of her. And like, she's a Virgo, she's very creative. Like, this was going to happen eventually. And I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like they want to see B in a box. And that's why I love Renaissance so much, because it's unlike anything she's ever done, and you could tell that she had fun like making this album.
Oh, you could definitely tell. I was, you could tell. And it's funny because I remember seeing a post where they said, what she did, ditching the commercial lane was bold.
Yep.
Focusing on, produce, like really sending a message to America about Black people and, our, as they call, they called her music for a little bit Negro spiritual, So, and
Yeah.
really like switching it up, and
Yes.
people really pissed me off. I'm gonna tell you why. Because when the album came out, they were like, I don't know, I don't like this. I don't like this beat. I don't know what she's doing. Like, I saw a lot of like people on the timeline, and I remember tweeting, I was like, listen, those that get it, the first listen, they get it.
Yep.
Because the first listen, when Please, motherfucker, whatever she says, I think she says, I'm still gonna say these motherfuckers ain't stopping me.
Stop.
Although, the lyrics say otherwise, but
Yes.
from that moment, I was like, oh.
Wait, they don't, they say otherwise?
So she said that, so the lyrics are saying, Let me hold on. Let me get my proof. Hold on.
Ooh, okay. I did. So this is the first time I'm hearing it because it's these motherfuckers ain't stopping me. I'm sorry.
Look, I'm a look, Apple, you know, see how official Apple
Music. Not just being a fine 252 moment. She's fine too.
Oh yeah.
But
I still say she's fine to, I don't know, 5'2", it might switch depending on where I'm at, where I'm hearing it.
So, right.
I pull up, okay, I'm reading the lyrics, y'all.
We getting the receipts, we getting the proof.
Okay, they're not, Apple Music ain't telling me what I need to know. Okay, all right. So, that girl, look, y'all. Please, yeah, so it says, please, motherfuckers ain't stopping me.
Please?
Yes. Yes. And I kept hearing that, and they were like, y'all know she's saying please. And I'm like,
I'm so sorry, Giselle, but we're changing that to these.
I still say, I'm like, these motherfuckers ain't stopping me. Yeah, like, I literally, like, I will continue to say that. Yeah.
I love you, girl, but yeah, there's just something so like bitchy and bossy about these motherfuckers ain't stopping me. So like, that's motivation.
When I heard it, I was like, oh, she's like, okay, I'm reclaiming my throne. Y'all thought I was gone. I'm still that girl. Okay. Like, that's when it first came on. That's why I was like, so it kind of ruined it when I was like, please, motherfuckers.
That ain't stopping me, right? That it switches the vibe.
I need a documentary explaining this and confirming
it. Oh my God. You know, maybe, we forget, we still owed what? Act two, act three?
Yeah. So in my head, I think, so this is how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought act two was just going to be the visuals. For a while, I was like, okay, maybe act two is going to be a whole nother album. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, at this point, I was like, maybe act two is going to be the visuals.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, man, she's really going to make us sit on this because it'll be a year. And I think the visuals might drop when we are celebrating Club Renaissance year one.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so dope. That would be cool.
I kind of like got a last. So I thought then one of my friends, shout out to Antoine. Antoine's a certified beehive. He be in the clubhouses.
He has
every, you know, Ivy Park drop. He has
the question is he coming to Club Renaissance Pittsburgh?
You know what? Antoine just moved. So he moved to DC. So he is missed. He will be missed. But if Antoine, you know, maybe we can work something out because we're sold out. But if you want, you can figure that out. But he was telling me that, you know, we found out Uncle Johnny's birthday. He told me
Uncle Johnny's
birthday because we were like, maybe she's going to drop it on Uncle Johnny's birthday. You know, mm-hmm. Birthday was back in March, I believe. So I was like, okay, nothing happened. Then I was like, I always go to her and Jay-Z's anniversary. And I'm like,
uh-huh, yes.
Okay, maybe she's going to drop it, you know, on the 4th of April, you know, like, okay. Then I was like, all right, nothing there. Then I was like, okay, Giselle, what else could it possibly be?
Yes, because like, you know it's going to be something meaningful. Like, just the mind of a Virgo, we like think very detail-oriented like that.
Like, okay, this is a album celebrating Black queer excellence. And I was like, mm-hmm. okay, dance, house, you know, Vogue, that all of that Black queer excellence. And I was like, okay, maybe she's going to drop it on the first day of Pride.
In June. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, maybe not on first day of Pride, but maybe, you know, Juneteenth and it's Pride Month. You know, like, it was just how my brain was working. And then after that, I was like, I remember sitting there literally and thought, I was like, okay, the anniversary of Renaissance is coming up. She's going to literally do us how she did Black is King or The Gift. Uh-huh. Like, literally, she wanted us, and this is what I love. She didn't release a video, didn't do no performances, no nothing mm-hmm. until she stepped on stage for the Renaissance tour. Like, she literally created a body of work and people just celebrated it. Just living the moment. And that's what I appreciate about this work. As much as I wanted to, I was like, where the hell are the vigils? Like, let me call, like, where is Blue? Blue?
So I, no, sort of call, where's Blue? Get Rumi and Sir up on the line as well.
Like,
we need to have a team meeting. What is your mama doing?
Find a MacBook. Find that MacBook she always has. And hit release.
Remember the movie Baby Geniuses?
Yes, yes.
I thought we might have been doing.
Listen, go up in there, do something, because we need now. No.
So I have a couple thoughts. So I thought I had heard a theory that the Act Two and Act Three were going to be different albums, but with different like themes. Like, so this was her ballroom dance album, and then the next album was going to be like maybe in her country bag, and maybe the third act was going to be like a rock and roll album, which I think would be really cool. I'm ready. I'm so curious to see what it's going to be.
I would love to hear a country, like, I want to like her spice it up a little bit, you know, like country with some little trap to it, you know, like
because her Houston roots, you know.
I would love it, because when she did, you know, Daddy's was Daddy's Lesson, is that what that Daddy's Lesson?
Yes, I love that song, and I love when she performed it at the Country Music Awards, and they were pissed off.
Oh, they were mad. The Dixie Chicks, oh God, they were mad.
Were sick.
Leave It to Be to do some stuff, you know, like real light shade, you know, like she.
Yep.
Real life shade. But so I'm excited. I don't know what's next for this Renaissance era, or what is even like, is Act Two going to be, is it going to be Renaissance Act Two, or is it going to be a whole nother like title, you know, like I don't think with her. So it's the unknown with her. I tell you, I was shocked about is her announcing the album.
Because it leaked.
Renaissance leaked?
It leaked, yes, it leaked. And she posted like a thank you letter, I think to Twitter and to Instagram, saying, so the album leaked, and she said, thank you guys for not listening to it. I've never seen anything like this. Da da da. But yeah, it leaked, but nobody like was fucking with the leak. They were like, we're gonna listen to it when we're supposed to listen to it.
You just unlocked the like memory.
Yes,
you just unlocked the memory, because I remember that. I remember the album leaking. I remember it was like, because it was like right before the album drop, and I didn't. I wasn't fucking with it. And I told.
Exactly.
I remember saying, if you're not a real Beehive, or you're not a fan of Beyonce, if you listen to that leaked album, I was
swear
not.
To God, exactly. Because my thing is like, when we listen to the album, that's also coin. So you're, you know, messing with her coin when you're leaking her album, and you know people are listening to it for free, and she's not getting anything from that.
That's what she did
for her art.
Four was leaked like a whole.
I did not know that. That's wild.
Whole what month before the album dropped? Like the beginning, it dropped in June. It was leaked like the beginning of June. And she released a statement as well, like, this is not how I wanted my body of work to be heard, but I love that you guys are receiving it, and da 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 da. And I that album, like, let me look. I told you I go off topic, right?
I love it here, honestly, so I don't mind.
So
we just chit chatting.
So this is it. We're gonna get into Club Renaissance, y'all. Just walk with us, okay?
take a stroll.
Take a stroll. Sit down. Get your little honey tea. Anyways. Four, I feel like the Beyonce that like that she is now was rebirthed around that era of Four. Because if you think about it, that was the era where she let, you know, she fired her dad as her manager.
Mm-hmm.
Long-time manager. You know, like, you know, people will say what they want to say about Matthew Knowles, but what you cannot say is he did not create a superstar, which he
absolutely did. A superstar. Yeah.
A superstar daughters, because shout out to Solange. So, you know, that was big. And so this was like, if you remember, like, I always tell people I recommend them watching her documentary called Year of on YouTube. It aired. I remember I stayed home. I was in college when this dropped. Like, yeah, I'm telling my age. I was in college when this dropped, and I remember like clearing my whole evening to make sure I was home to watch this documentary because, you know, Beyonce pulled power. She had it air on MTV, and I feel like BET as well. It was like aired the year before, aired all at once. It was really crazy.
Is this the documentary when she was sitting on the couch and she had the box braids in the bun and she was like, she showed her belly and I think parts of her wedding?
No.
Ooh.
I don't know. She didn't announce she was pregnant yet when Year 4 was out. Like when Year 4 dropped, we didn't even know she Blue Ivy was
Ooh.
cooking. That might have been
See?
a Life is But a that was her HBO documentary. What is
Okay.
Life is But a Dream, I believe. I believe. Like
Okay, yeah, I'm getting, ooh, now my Beyonce IQ going down.
listen, I got me over here thinking, I was like, wait, is that it? Is that, you know, but but yeah, so like that was really when she took her career into her hands. And a lot
Yeah.
of people, you know, like Four is my favorite album from her. Literally, like that album was so monumental to me in the era of my life, like where I was at
Yeah.
the time. Like I was in love and I was fresh out of college, and it
Yes.
just felt good. It just Four reminds me of a good phase in my life before
I
things
love that.
adulting took into place.
Yeah.
So like now, like seeing where she's at, because like people question, they were like, I don't know, like she was bold in 2011. If you think about the year 2011, people were, you know, in that EDM, you know, heavy. And Beyonce, like, oh, she teased us with Run the World, because I was like, okay, I didn't know what to expect this lead single. I was like, so what's the rest of the album going to sound like? Nah, sis released a mid-tempo R&B album in the middle of summer. I will forever raise my glass to her because she was bold coming off that intense ass era of I Am Sasha Fierce. You know, to release a mid-tempo R&B album, crazy. And
And I like Countdown Party, like, oh my God, Love
amid
on Top.
classics, right? Now people forget the album, but I love that album from the first listen. And I just feel like the reason for me mentioning that album in her process of which how she released it, how she did it, and then like she came back with the self-titled, like changed the game with that digital drop, literally. And you know, like you just feel like people don't really give her enough credit. That you there's the people that say she's overrated, but then I feel like people don't really give her enough credit, her artistry, her voice. Like people don't know she's a trained opera singer. She's, you know, like she Beyonce is our artist of the decade. Like she really
Yeah, she
is.
is.
There's no way for me to ever explain it. Like people, you know, like I'm gonna say it.
And the fact that like Michael Jackson and her, listen, I'm gonna rep my side. I'm gonna talk my shit. 'Cause like the fact that they're the top creatives, like I would say arguably in music history,
Yeah.
like that is just like she is cementing her history. And I never heard that perspective. So thank you for like bringing that to the table of how she was bold for releasing a mid-tempo album like Four, because Rihanna was kind of doing the EDM thing, and that was huge. And she that was a huge error. We don't talk enough about how like two Black women were dominating, like.
Like Rihanna, like that's why I said, like, people be like, Rihanna, you know, not to make this about we love Riri, but you know, like they say, like, Rihanna, where's the album? Where's the album? Like, sis gave us nothing but albums year after
Years after years.
year.
No, for real.
Like, she, I at first, then I was like, well,
From
maybe.
Pawn to Replay, it was like nothing but like hits.
So like, yeah, like so, give her, you know, let her enjoy her motherhood and living her best life,
She's
and
on maternity leave, you
yeah,
know?
Avon
It's
lady is
just
pregnant.
extended because, you know, she don't work a regular, you know, she doesn't have a regular job like we do. So she's taking her maternity leave because I can only imagine how much time it takes away from your kids when you're trying to tour and make an album and record visuals and stuff like that. That's why I love that the kids are on tour with Beyonce too.
Yes, and Blue is up there owning it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So yeah, So, you know, we're talking about Renaissance. So let's talk about Kirsten. Give me Kirsten, gosh, Kirsten.
You getting it, and it's so crazy. Like, you sound unsure, but then you get it right every time.
Thank you, because I'd be like, I one thing about me, I will mess up a name, and I'd be like, charge it to my mind and not my heart.
No, I know that's right.
Okay, forgive me. So this is kind of hard to say, but like, even you, what are your favorites off of Renaissance?
So, I think, all right, so is this a safe space?
Because right about is a safe space.
At first, the first album, I like just sat there. I listened through it all the way through. I digested it. And after, I was like, I didn't know really how to process it. I said, I was not expecting that. I didn't not like it, but I wasn't in love with it. And I was just sitting there like, I don't know how, like, I was processing it. And then I said, let me run it back again.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell happened on that second through, but I was like, wait a minute.
You
I
felt it.
get it now.
You get it. Okay.
Get it now. And I probably did not. So I was Ubering at the time and I did not play nothing but this album while I was Ubering. And I know folks were probably like, are you kidding me? Like, of course I didn't blast it. I played it really, really low. But the whole time I just had that just on repeat, on
Yeah.
repeat, on repeat.
So we just in general conversation, we were talking about the album, and I want you said this album saved your life.
Yes.
It's like
Yes.
if you know it we it, like I say, right out loud is a safe space. I just want to hear how impactful this album was to you.
So I feel like growing up in Pittsburgh as a Black child takes a lot of mental fortitude, especially if you are not, if you can't assimilate easily. And so, like, I can assimilate easily in kind of the way I express myself and I speak in my articulation. But as far as like what I look like, being dark skinned, being flat fat, being a woman in this city is very hard. And so I've struggled with depression for like a really, really long time, like to the point where I just wouldn't go outside. I would constantly cancel plans. Like, my house became like my safe space, and I just didn't feel comfortable, like just being out and just expressing myself and constantly like in a state of like doubting myself and having imposter syndrome and just like the fear of like, well, what if people judge me and what if people don't like me? And that became debilitating to the point where I just was no longer pursuing any of my goals. And then this album came out, and my best friend's mom had passed as well. And I had literally been in the hospital room when they unhooked her from the ventilator.
I'm so sorry.
And thank you. And me and him, we have been friends since we were 10 years old. He's from the USVI. Savon, I love you. And he is a gay Black man that has grown up in Pittsburgh. And so he knows the experience of what I mean about having a lot of mental fortitude in this city, being a gay Black man, and the pressure and stress that it puts on you, and how it can kind of sometimes stifle your creativity here.
Listen.
And I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir to you, honestly. And so she passed, and I remember one night I was over there and we were packing up his apartment because he was moving and she had just passed, and like all of this was happening within like a week or two of each other. It was crazy. And so we put on the album at like maybe like 3 in the morning, and we literally just kept playing it until the sun came up, and we were just dancing and laughing, and I'll never forget that. And I remember we walked to the gas station and we got like snacks. It was probably like 6 a.m. We had not gone to sleep. We were had been up packing all night. And that just, it was what we needed, because we were really going through a hard time.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry, I'm such a crybaby.
You're fine. You're
And
fine.
so this is kind of a love letter to our friendship as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like so emotional talking about this.
Fine. That's what you just described is what I feel like the wish her intentions for this album. Being like the world had been in such a clusterfuck for the last 3 years. We've lost so many people, went through a pandemic, and she just really created a body of work, and she just wanted us to have fun, live in the moment, and just enjoy the music.
She
And
knew that's what we needed.
she knew exactly what we needed. And that album just like it feels to me, Renaissance feels like it feels liberating, liberated, free, and just I can't even think of the last word, but it just
Like
feels.
freedom of expression, like freedom to be you. Like it just feels like because you see someone so big take a risk, it feels like you can take that risk, and it speaks to like your innermost, like I don't know how to describe it. It's like really indescribable.
Indescribable, yeah. But Kirsten, thank you for sharing that, and my condolences to your best friend.
Thank you so much.
That's hard, but to know that he has somebody like you in his corner, that's love. That's love, and y'all strengthen your friendship through the power of Beyoncé and the Renaissance.
And
That's beautiful.
it's definitely, friendships aren't perfect, and I'm definitely not the perfect friend, but I love my friends so much. And so, yeah, that's another reason
We're
why
friends now. I love you.
I love you.
It
You
was
my first person to sign on. Like, I got love for you forever. Like, you gonna be hosting everything.
listen, all you had to do is call me, okay? Call me. Yes. So
Literally gonna be like, who assembles? What's that? What's
Avengers?
Charlie's Angels?
Or was it Avenger? Am I? Oh.
We can be Charlie's Angels. We can be the Avengers. We can be Destiny's Child. We just
We
gonna be
could be the
assembling.
Renaissance Avengers. That since it's
Literally.
sort of the Butterfly Social Avengers. How about that?
The best social
Listen.
I'm down with it.
Listen. So, yeah.
What the album meant to you?
Oh, wow. Ooh, a switch up. Okay. A switch up. I asked the questions. No,
I'm putting you in the hot seat.
in the hot seat. That's fine. It's so I the moment beyond like when Beyonce came out with this from with Destiny's Child, it's just love. And talent. It wasn't just like she was beautiful, but she could sing. And she could dance. And she had it from that moment when I saw the no. I was like, baby girl's a superstar. And just being able to live in the same era as Beyonce is just it's an indescribable feeling.
Because if we're talking about stopping bags, Beyonce has definitely ended. She ended a lot of girls' careers around then, if
Listen,
we're being honest.
we're being really honest, but we gonna
I'm gonna keep it cute.
keep it cute because we can go there. They'll be like, I don't agree with that, but
We aren't gonna name no names.
don't name no names. But Carrie Hills, no, just so yeah, Renaissance. So I always just like every album is always around a certain point of my life. And I remember when Formation came out, and at that time I was like really confirming and standing in my sexuality.
I love that.
That was a turning point for me. And then, well, I'm going back four. It was like my first relationship, stepping into young adulthood and really, living on my own and doing my own thing. And four was just that was a love letter of, what's the word I want to look for? Of my adolescence, like transitioning out of my adolescence into my young adult phase, if that makes sense. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
And then Formation was like literally my form, I was literally forming into a new form, stepping into a new form of myself with my sexuality. Mm-hmm. And the gift was like really getting me in tune with like my, you know, again, staying in tune with myself and my Black, mm-hmm. you know, my queerness. And then Renaissance, I do, Everything Is Love. People like to leave Everything Is Love out. I love that album from the start to the finish. A lot of people are like, I don't want to hear no more Beyonce and Jay-Z songs. I don't care. Keep them coming. I have a whole playlist called Mr. Carter. Like,
are you kidding me? Ape shit, like, all those songs. Like, their collabs are hits. I'm sorry.
Epic. But Renaissance came at a point in time, like, I didn't know what this album was going to give, but it gave everything that I wanted and needed from that mm-hmm. first listen. Like I told you, you said you took the second listen.
It took
my energy. I was like, oh, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. And then the transitions, not like, let's talk about the transitions. Like where she put Break My Soul in, like it made it sound like even 20 times better.
Mm-hmm.
Album flow, like it just flows.
Yes,
like, I went to a Beyonce night at Cobra here in Pittsburgh
back
in August of last year, and
mm-hmm.
me and my friend Fred, shout out to Fred because he's a certified Beehive as well. He's seen Beyonce probably like over 30 times, and he saw her already in Amsterdam. So
I love that
he's here in Pittsburgh, and Fred. Oh my gosh, I lost my train of thought. See, I talk too much. That's my problem.
You said, okay, you had went to a Beyonce night at Cobra. Yes.
Me and my friend Fred went to the DJ, was like, you gotta play this album straight through. Because he kept playing bits and pieces. Like, I understand it wasn't really centered around Renaissance. It was a Beyonce night. We were like, listen, if you're gonna play Renaissance, you gotta play Renaissance, okay? And he was like, he was really nice. He was like, okay, you're right. And he did it. And we was like, when it's over, you can play whatever you want after that. You know, like, you can play whatever you want, but play
Renaissance. It's an experience. You gotta experience it as a whole.
Yeah, and he kept chopping, like, going. I was like, I get it. You're a DJ, you know, whatever. But let that album play. So, you know, it was like, it was just nice to just celebrate music and just, you know, feel the music, feel the lyrics. And it just, you know, it's just one of those feelings, like a liberating feeling when I listen to that album and, you know, really, really confirming who I am, my identity, and living my truth. And I owe a lot of that to Beyonce, and especially with Renaissance, just like confirming that.
Yeah, I love that.
Healing, that's what it is.
I love that word. That's the perfect way to describe it. It's healing.
Is fun healing, you know?
Step into the healing waters of Renaissance.
Yeah, Park, with y'all listening, give us our credit, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We need it.
Okay, give us our credit. So, I'll say my top, because it's hard to say, the favorite.
It's very hard.
But give me your three.
So Cozy, definitely, that was my immediate favorite. Number one, okay. Whenever I listened, like, the first couple weeks. And then it's so weird because, like, you cycle through and then you get new favorites. Yeah. So then the transition from Alien Superstar. Is it Alien Superstar to Break My Soul?
No. So it goes.
I smoked a blunt. I need to.
Listen, so it goes, that girl, Alien Superstar, and then Energy, right? Listen, am I forgetting? Look, okay, yeah. No, I'm that girl, Cozy, Alien Superstar, Cuff It, Energy, then Break My Soul.
Okay, that's it. So the transition between Energy and Break My Soul, I don't know what it did to me, but I was obsessed with, like, that part. Like, I used to just listen to Energy and Break My Soul back to back just to hear that. So
it enhances the experience, because I was like, you hear Big Freedia come in, it's like, yeah, you know, like,
right, yeah,
Big Freedia followed me on Twitter. I tweeted about her transit, you know, her, how when you hear her come on Break My Soul, it just like gives you a whole new like energy, like that just it takes it to the next level. And she followed me. I love Big Frida. Shout out to Big Frida.
That's what's up. I love that. Yes. I keep saying I love that because I really do. Like, I love everything about this. And then I think my other favorites are Heated and then Summer Renaissance. And then I did like All Up in Your Mind. Everybody doesn't like it.
Oh, you said, you know what? I love the album, okay? And when I play it, I'll play it straight through. But
okay,
I have favorites that I'll go to. And it used to switch. It really used to switch. I love, Move is my favorite.
I love, yeah.
Move has the best bridge. That's one of the best bridges I've heard in a long time. I don't know what it is about that bridge. Find me.
Do not bother Ryan at Club Renaissance Pittsburgh when Move comes on.
Literally. Like, I'm going to like drop my mic and just hit the middle of the dance floor. Like, I love it. Like, this is how I move. This is how
you're getting me so hype.
I can't listen. I am through and through excited. But yeah, so Move is definitely it. I love Virgo's Groove.
Yes. Yeah.
Shout out to y'all Virgos, but I will scratch it out and be like Scorpio's Groove. But I love that for you.
Ain't no shade. I love it. Listen, it's whoever's groove, because she doesn't really say Virgo in the song.
It's just a groove. So there you go.
Yeah, it's just a groove, right.
There you go. So I'll move Virgo's Groove and then Heat It. I do love
her ad-libs and Heat It.
I like that laugh at the end of the song. Like, she knew she did that. She ate that.
Right.
She knew it. I love that.
So, and you can tell she's having fun doing it.
Oh, God. Like, just a blast. Like, I know she was kicking the kids out. Like, get out. Let me finish. I gotta finish this one. I gotta eat this verse up real quick. I know it.
I wonder where she records. Like, you think she records from home?
I guarantee, especially, you know, like she pops out when she wants.
Anyway. Yeah.
So I feel like this pandemic was like
the perfect. Yep.
Yeah, like she didn't play. I feel like she definitely has a studio. And I feel like, you know, the power that Beyonce has, when she calls producers, they're like, okay, they're on their way. They probably go to hella security clearances, like the president, almost like you're going to the White House for real.
Yep.
You know, yep. To get in and, you know, do your thing. And I'm, you know, like, but I also like her recording. Like, I always hear, like, when she recorded her self-titled album, they rented out, like, they have family dinners. Like,
oh, I love that.
Timberlake, like, she, you know, like, they had dinners and they, you know, they rented out, like, a hotel or something and just, like, created together, you know, like, they were living in that music, you know? So I feel like she was at home and just doing her thing and, you know, taking her time. Like, I mean, she had nothing but time, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guaranteed. See, she got a bee. Don't she got an actual beehive? I think she did confirm that. So she got everything. Own little like island for real.
Absolutely. And it just makes sense, like, especially as like a mom, you know, being able to record wherever you are. She probably has a recording studio on the yacht.
Yeah, for real. Honestly. Oh, so
God.
With that being said, let's get into promotion.
Okay.
Talk about what Renaissance meant to us, but we are now going to transition into Club Renaissance Pittsburgh.
Yes.
So first of all, this was originally in celebration of, it is still in celebration of the 1 year anniversary of Renaissance.
Yep.
But also, Beyonce was coming to Pittsburgh. August, what day was it August 4th or August 3rd?
August 3rd? August 3rd.
Yeah, she was coming August 3rd to I call it Hinesfield. So.
It's Hinesfield. We don't know them people.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they fumbled the bag. But then it was announced that she canceled her Pittsburgh tour date. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, like, I was in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a meeting for work. And I literally, let me tell you, it was a good day. Let me tell you why it was going to be a good day. I was on my way. I live in West Mifflin. A lot of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but Kirsten, she gets it.
Yes.
So I come in, I work in the Hill District. So I come through East Carson and then Birmingham Bridge, that
Okay, yep.
Carson Street, Road Street.
Past pages and all that.
Yeah. So when I
Okay.
tell you, I hit every green light until the Birmingham Bridge. And then I got to the Birmingham Bridge. I was like, damn, it's going to be a good day. And Renaissance was playing. Of course, that's my morning
Right.
session. Get to my morning meeting. My watch, my phone is like in my office and my watch is going off. I'm like, what is happening? And I'm facilitating a meeting. And I look and they were like, I saw one of my friends text me, like, I know Beyonce didn't just cancel her Pittsburgh show round. And I was like, don't tell me that. And I had to like stop the meeting. I was like, y'all, I think Beyonce just canceled her tour, her Pittsburgh show. And my team knows, they were like, Ryan, do you need a minute? And I was like, I think so. Like, it was just dramatic.
Yeah.
Do you believe what they said? Like, what did they say? Production logistics. Do you believe that?
Oh yes, because the stage couldn't fit or something.
So then they said that she was like almost sold out. Like, it was like, no, she was 331 tickets away from being sold out. And then I heard that it was because she didn't sell out Pittsburgh. And then, with the stage set up. And then, so my thing is, I feel like anybody like that should have been a discussion before the album was done. When they knew they were like in, like, well, when the album was done and they were in touring, we're in touring phase now. Let's look at some cities. I feel like somebody, like, didn't somebody from Parkwood come out? Like, did they not have this conversation? Like, what was that conversation like that we missed that?
Right.
So it's just, what do you think? How do you feel about that?
I just feel like she would have been willing to edit her stage before completely canceling a tour stop. I feel like, I don't know. And I'm talking like I know this woman, but I just know in my heart, I feel like she would have known the impact it would have had on her fans. And I feel like she would have sacrificed having, she would have like edited her stage somehow to accommodate. I just feel like maybe Acrisure wasn't willing to be accommodating. And I don't know. I'm disappointed. And it's really weird that I think because Little Baby just got canceled too.
Yeah, what is
And
happening?
just the history with like Black performers and creatives in this city is the reason why I'm inclined to distrust the city versus to, put it on the artist.
Yeah, I feel like, and what was also upsetting, like, I know a lot of Black create, not just Black queer creatives, but Black creatives that were on it in here in Pittsburgh that were just really discouraged because they're like, well, shit. It makes me they, it was making them think like, well, shit, if Beyonce can't do it, what can I? And it,
Right.
and I hate that discouragement because there's such beautiful talent here in the city of Pittsburgh. And it's like, I get people want to branch out and do their own, because I even want to branch out and do my own thing. But it's like, home, I want to do more here creatively and stuff before I branch out, so that we can have you can leave these places and be like, oh, that's still going on. Like Renaissance, club, like, just give an example. Butterfly Social is still having events and you're in LA. Like, stuff like that, like everyday people, kind of like a thing. Just it grows, And I feel like here at home, it's difficult.
Yeah.
It can be
Yes.
difficult. So, but back to the event. We talked about a little bit about the inspiration behind, but let's just talk about Club Renaissance Pittsburgh and what that night is going to give. What can the people here in Pittsburgh that are attending are
Club Renaissance,
our Club
Pittsburgh.
Renaissance on July 28th?
So I'm gonna get into it, but I'm gonna comment on the tour stop because you were secured tickets.
Yes, I did. I
And
yes, I am going to see Beyonce in Vegas.
oh, congratulations. What
That's
day is that?
a Sunday.
Okay, that's
Yes,
what's
two
up.
shows in Vegas. One Saturday and one Sunday, and we're going to the Sunday show.
I love that. So I want to go. My birthday's September 7th, so I want to go to the September 4th show in LA. That's my plan. So pray for me,
Okay.
y'all.
Hey.
Hopefully we can make it happen. Because I think that's her birthday show too.
Is that's gonna be a oh, that's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. But let's get into Club Renaissance, Pittsburgh. Y'all gonna call me crazy if I say that I feel like I had a premonition something was gonna happen with this concert. That's another reason why I had this party. But I swear, I don't know why. I was just like, something feels off for some reason. And of course, it gets canceled, and it got canceled. So I announced Club Renaissance Pittsburgh June 6th, and then the concert got canceled almost a month to the date on July 5th. And I thought that was like wild. And then, so yeah, I didn't really have plans on going to the Pittsburgh concert because I was just like, if I'm going to go to LA, like, I don't know if I'll be able to afford both. But then it was kind of just like, she's in my city, I might as well go. Like, she's
That's
literally
kind
going
of
to be like right down the street. Like,
yeah, that's literally so for my so I me and my best friend were like when we knew we were like okay, but this was after because when we so let me okay let me backtrack okay, always backtracking. So Formation World Tour was here in Pittsburgh in 2016. She literally said good night Ohio at the end of the show, and me and my best friend looked at each other. Me and my best friend looked at each other, was like, oh, you know, we're gonna have to go see her out of state now. Like, literally, she just said goodnight, Ohio, and she's in Pittsburgh. So we made plans to go see her out of state. We were like, the next time. So she went on tour with Jay for On a Run 2, and they didn't come to Pittsburgh. They went to Cleveland. We went to Cleveland to see her. So we were like, okay, something, you know, maybe she's gonna go, because they said she was planning a Black Parade tour. I heard.
What? I didn't know
Yeah.
that.
I heard about a Black Parade tour when the Blackest King, you know, like when that album, when that The Gift and all of that came out, but the pandemic held a lot of things up, I think. But they, yeah, I heard she was going to do a Black Parade tour to celebrate The Gift and all of that good stuff. But I'm probably lying. But anyway, so then when Renaissance came out, me and my best friend was like, all right, we're gonna make a vacation out of it. We were like, let's go to like see her in LA. Let's even think about Miami or something. Like, let's go get a hotel by the beach or something. Like, let's make this an experience. So, you know, we're waiting, because I just knew Pittsburgh was not gonna be on a list. And Pittsburgh was. And I was like, well, shit, why not? Let's just save a couple $100 and just, you know, like, let's just see her here. And yeah, I really, like for the first like couple 3 days, I really beat myself up about it. Like, we should have just stuck with our first instinct and to get a ticket in like Philly or, you know, like, or. So, yeah, here we are. Now we're going to see her in Vegas, which I'm very excited. It is my first time in Vegas as well. So,
Oh, you have to go to the Peppermill.
Peppermill. Look, you have to text me these things so I can
I'm gonna
make.
text you. It's a restaurant. You go in, and there's literally like it's. I've never seen a restaurant like it. There's like mirrors everywhere, and there's like a tree that's like right in between like all of the tables, and there's like flowers everywhere. It's pretty dope, and I think it's 24 hours.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, so I'm gonna text you some of the spots.
Listen, I'm like, I'm not a gambler, and I'm like, I don't.
Me neither. I hate losing money.
Oh my gosh, I'm already horrible with my own money, so why would I want?
Right.
So yeah, so my best friend's like, she's been like 3 times. She's like, Rob, we could just make a little weekend out of it, blah blah blah. You know, so I'm excited. It's gonna be fun, and seeing Beyonce. So I might even try. Listen, I might try and creep around the stadium on Saturday, because I'm gonna see. I'm gonna find somebody from Parkwood. Like,
Introduce yourself, like.
hello, my name is Ryan. I host Ryan All Out Podcast. I'm from Pittsburgh. You know, hello, you know, like, you listen, that's the plan. But anyways,
We
Club.
gonna get into the party. The party.
Yeah, let's yeah, we gonna make some things happen. But can we talk about, let's talk about it real quick. Club Renaissance is happening on the 28th, but there's also another one going on.
Yes.
How talk about it if you want. If you
So I'm gonna take you back to when I kind of found out about it. So my best friend, Tavon, that I talked about earlier in the episode, me and him are like spiritually in tune with each other or something. So I had stayed up late the night before, so I didn't get up till like late that afternoon. And I think it was like a Sunday. And literally the moment I opened my eyes, I heard like his text message come through. So I'm like, okay. So I opened it and he says, look at this BS. And it's the poster. And like my first reaction, I just kind of chuckled to myself because, again, y'all gonna call me crazy, but I swear I have premonitions about things. And I just knew it was going to happen. It wasn't like if it was going to happen. It was kind of like when and by who. And so whenever I saw it, I wasn't really upset at first because, again, I kind of figured it happened. It was going to happen. It was more so like disappointment that I was right. And so I kind of went on the Instagram and I thought it was going to be like the party for the day of like the tour getting canceled. That's what I thought they were going to do. But then I saw it was within 24 hours of our party and I was like, okay, calm down. So I texted Gio, who is the co-bar captain for Club Renaissance Pittsburgh, and also my other best friend. And he was like super encouraging. He was like, it's okay, you know, don't worry about it. It's completely different aesthetics. Like, your event's going to do great. So he was super encouraging and that was awesome. And so at first, like, I really, it didn't bother me. So that's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a gracious queen and I'm going to post their flyer and like shout them out. And also kind of establish that this is not the same event because people were also a little bit confused. Our party originally was the 29th and my first advertisement I posted said the 29th date, but I had to go back and delete everything that said the 29th. So then people were kind of confused, like, wait, is it the 29th again? Like, is this a separate party? Did it get moved to a different location? So then whenever I started seeing people confused and then I started to kind of see the reactions from my host and the staff and how it was affecting them, I started to kind of change my perspective and I'm like, this is really affecting people. And so like, if I don't feel like it's okay, I'm allowed to like feel like that. But like, how do I process it in a way that's like healthy for me as well? And so, it was mainly just disappointment because also the people who are hosting the second Renaissance event have a bigger brand and a bigger footprint established in Pittsburgh. Would you say, Ryan?
No, I'm agreeing. I'm just agreeing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they have a bigger footprint with the Slappers and Bangers event. Everybody knows about Slappers and Bangers. It's a huge event, super dope party. And so, of course, they have a bigger audience. And with this being my first event, there's like a lot of pressure. Nobody really knows who I am. And so I'm kind of just starting from scratch here and like very much building my audience up. And so it was kind of, I feel like the opportunity for collaboration was missed. And I feel like in Pittsburgh, we can sometimes get into this instead of a collaborative mindset, it's like a competitive mindset. And I just feel like I'm always going to choose collaboration over competition because, yes, and I think a lot of people are making the argument, well, why does it matter when you guys were going to be sold out anyway? And I think it matters in the context because we had been discussing what we were going to do if we sold out so that what everybody could enjoy. And we were thinking about getting a permit for that block and just blocking it off and turning it into a block party. We were going to hire a second DJ, have one DJ playing inside, one DJ playing outside, and we were going to make the outside free. Like, you can still enjoy the vendors and all the things we're going to have, but like if you bought a ticket, then you would have access to the inside, the air conditioning, and the like features inside. And so we were going to do that and like get, because we were already knew we were going to get a food vendor outside and everything like that. And we were going to have amenities for people outside as well. But again, we were just going to make it free. And so
Renaissance block
was like,
been dope.
Go ahead.
A Renaissance block party would have been epic.
Yeah, like we were gonna do it up, like have fireworks. It was gonna be really cool, kind of in that model that Slappers and Bangers is, where it's kind of like outside and things like that. And that's another reason why I was like, I wish they had just reached out and tried to figure out how we collaborate, because they have Slappers outside anyway. And so I feel like it's already that kind of like block party feel, and I feel like they have experience with that, and I think that would have just been really, really dope to have like kind of that style party outside, and like while having a party inside too. I was a little sad, but I just wanted to stay the course, because these are different events. They're different aesthetics. This is a very personal event to me. I'm not doing it, again, we're not making money off of this. Like, if anything, like we're breaking even, or it's going to be negative, because like it wasn't about the money. It was about, I'm having this as a love letter to my friendship, as a love letter to myself, as a love letter to Renaissance, as a love letter to queer Pittsburgh, Black Pittsburgh. Like, it's such a meaningful thing to me that I didn't care about the cost. And it wasn't about, like, and that's another reason why I was hesitant to kind of introduce myself and put a face to this, because I'm a very kind of like background behind the scenes person. And this event isn't about me, it's about everybody else. It's about the people who are coming. So,
Y'all, but we sold out.
and we sold out.
Renaissance Pittsburgh is sold out. And if you're not going to be there, because we are going to be at, where are we at? Oh, what's the name? How you pronounce it?
OPS Studios on the south
Opia.
side.
Shout out to the owner of Opia Studio. He's
Yes.
black. It's black owned. It's a black owned,
Yes.
literally black owned.
Everything is Black owned. So we are having R&D Soul Food Curbside Kitchen. She is going to be whipping up some soul food bites outside. So definitely bring your appetite to support her. We are going to have a henna tattoo artist inside. She also sells body waist jewelry. Her shop is Good Vibes Only. We're gonna have my best friend. He makes rugs, so he's gonna have some of his artwork there. We're gonna have a photo booth. Like, it's just, there's gonna be so many things, and I'm so excited.
I am super excited. And Kristen, thank you for having me a part of this event.
Absolutely.
I like the I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And it's nothing better.
Let's get into what you're wearing. You got your outfit?
It's in my cart. I'm
It's in
about
your car. Okay.
to get
Okay.
all over it probably today. Yes.
Period.
But yes, I'm excited. And shout out to the club crew. Okay, so
Yes.
we have Giovanni, he's the bartender.
Yes, he's the co Gio's the co bar
Co-bartender,
captain.
excuse me. Vivian
Yep.
Spice is the hostess.
Yes. Yep.
Big T is my co-host.
Sure is. Shout out to
Ian,
them.
yes. Ian is also the bartender as
Yeah.
well.
Yep, the co-bar
Ian,
captain. So
yes.
definitely bring your cash, your tips, and
Okay,
turn
tip our bartenders, y'all. Tip them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
And
tip your
then,
bartenders.
yes, the Empress is the DJ.
Yes, she's
Oh,
gonna be keeping the
yes.
vibes all night.
Yes. So we have a beautiful crew.
All black, everybody is blackity black black. And I actually got a lot of vendor requests, and I know people might take some offense to this, but we gave priority to queer and black people. I know there were so many people who wanted to be a part of this, so many people who wanted to perform and host. And I promise you, it's nothing personal if you got denied. It's just the fact that we really need a space for black queer creatives, and we are the most marginalized in Pittsburgh. And so I'm always going to reach out to our community first, which is why I did my marketing how I did it. I followed only Black queer people in Pittsburgh, so that way they knew about the $10 tickets before we went live with the $20 tickets. And I did that very specifically so that the people who this party is for would have access to this party. And so, again, it's no offense, but as I stated before, this isn't for Lawrenceville. This isn't for Shadyside. This isn't for, you know, any of those areas. This is for us, by us, FUBU.
Period, y'all. And like I said, it's an honor to be a part of this. I love hosting events, but to host an event that is centered around what the artist of our time, Beyonce, Carter Knowles. I'm excited.
And absolutely. So, and I'm going to plug my next event before we wrap up.
Oh, you're ready to announce it?
So I'm ready to announce it. We don't have a date, but so the next event is going to be High Tea. It's going to be a twist on a tea party. So all of the teas, all of the snacks will be infused. So it's going to be one big edible party. So definitely be on the lookout for High Tea.
Okay. Can you tell me a date? I'll be there.
Period. So once we find a venue, secure a venue, we will definitely, it's going to be like a day party brunch vibe. So definitely look out for that.
I'm absolutely with it. You know, just let me know and I'll be there.
Period. I love it.
I really wanted to just, this interview, I hate calling them interviews. I wanted this conversation to just flow. And I think we had a beautiful conversation talking about what Beyonce means to us, what the album meant to us, and here and our influences and how our paths have crossed for a reason. Yes. And I do have one question though.
Absolutely.
Question I end this with all of my guests on Ryan Out Loud.
Ooh.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, woo, go for it. Go for it, bitch. Honestly, stop doubting yourself.
And go for it.
Yeah. You are smart. You know yourself. You have so many tools. Stop doubting yourself. Come on. It's time to step your pussy up and go for it. And that's it.
Listen.
Like, I love you. Like, I love you and you're capable and you know that. So go for it.
Listen, I love that. Go for it, bitch. There you go. There you go. So y'all,
we talked a lot. You have a lot to edit, Ryan.
I am, but you know what? I think I'm just gonna let it play.
I love it.
I'm gonna just let it listen. Let people listen to this beautiful episode. It's organic and it flows. My episodes are long, anyways. They'll be all right.
I love it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ryan Out Loud. Remember, Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, and Black Trans.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Y'all be safe in these streets and make sure you're at Club Renaissance on July 28th.
Absolutely. Love y'all. Bye. Thank you so much, Ryan. Time.